Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Yeah, you know, the last thing I need is any sort of guff from the likes of you.
Oh, I know. You're right. I'm the one who is always not ready. That's true.
Precisely my point. Thank you for making it before I could.
I agree with you.
I agree with what you've said.
I'm a failure and I know it. Bah, rah, shish, kum, bah. You can't count on me.
Ah. Yeah, that's the thing that they never mention, actually, about, you know, the recovery programs is the first step is admitting. You know, I would argue that the first step is realizing. You know, I guess maybe that's the same thing, but, you know, at first you've got to internalize. There's a certain half step in there where there's a mid-stride realization where now you're thinking, I've been doing this for some time and I'm not getting anywhere in my life. I'm not doing the things that I'd like to do. I just go on listlessly throughout the evenings and they've turned gray and jaded
they've
to me.
They've blended into one another.
Into one another, and there is no comfort in life anymore. And so I must realize that this problem may be mine. Well, that's kind of the issue, though, that's too, true. Because the half step is like, you have a problem, but then the next step is admitting that you have a problem, and then after that, you're supposed to give yourself up to a higher power. But at first, you got to deal with yourself. And you know what I say? You know what I say to all you 12-step programs? You are the higher power.
Oh! Well, if we're only left to rely on ourselves, that's no good. That is no good.
Yeah. Well, from what I've seen from other people, they don't know what they're doing, so I have to assume I'm right there with them. Status quo. Mm-hmm.
I'm only as good as those around me, or myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hang out in rooms with mirrors.
With me.
I've been trapped in this funhouse for decades. I left my children at the opening. They were hungry. They went to go get cotton candy.
You're still in that funhouse, but less fun.
Yeah, and
like
I've been alone here.
It's less fun.
Yeah, it's not so much. Not so much fun. Ha ha, fun. Oh my goodness, my family's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what y'all don't know is Jason had a family.
Yes, I did.
And he left him 10 years ago.
I thought like he would have assumed, of course. I come from a life rich with Poo Nanny and
and small people nannies.
Yes, and of course
people nannies.
Yep, yeah, they're like, well, Poo Nannies. They're nannies to clean up poo.
Yeah, I thought
that's what we were talking about.
No one gives a hoot nanny.
Oh, I'll give a hoot nanny. I'll throw a hoot nanny or two. Mm-hmm. The Poo Nannies are not invited.
God, they are such a rowdy bunch.
So icky, those Poo Nannies.
Oh my goodness! Quit touching her Poo Nanny. You can has Poot Nanny. You can has a Poot Nanny, and you don't give a hoot nanny.
No stealing Poot Nanny, anybody.
Yeah. Oh no, that's a whole another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't steal it.
Ho down. Ho down at the Hoot Nanny. She tripped on some poontang.
That would be a funny name for a little bar. Ho Nanny.
Oh, yeah. Right next to the sack tap is the Hoot Nanny.
Yep.
Where breastfeeding
like
is encouraged.
So
actually, Hoot Nanny would be a good business for like a place for like ladies to go and hang out and breastfeed.
What?
There's a topic that hasn't come up that's more lighthearted because it's about boobs and everyone's like, oh.
Well, let's talk about everybody likes boobs.
It's serious, but it's also still about boobs.
So you've piqued Jason's interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I would say, you know, that people have I see what pregnant ladies are saying. It's a natural biological process, but it's not something you see every day. And it will, it's the same thing. It's the same argument I would argue with women, you know, not being blamable for being assaulted by what they're wearing. I would agree, however, there is a reaction that tends to be engendered by certain social behaviors, not to victim blame. But I can't help but there's
super rapey dudes out there, and also that most of us straight dudes really like boobs no matter what's going on, so we find it very distracting, and also gay porn makes us sad.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just wirings. It's not like I don't want gay people to go at it and women to breastfeed. That's wonderful. And whatever the first example, I'm not so sure about that one. That seemed like it was on shakier ground. I want all that, possibly. But not necessarily in my face. Oh, yeah, the rape one. That's on shakier ground. Yes, certainly. I will not be making any fans with that thought. Not that we're making any fans otherwise, so, you know.
Oh, my gosh. So, right here on my... Not to change the subject, but I want to.
Well, here we go.
Yeah. On Skype right now, you know how it has, like, a little, you know, a little conversation on the right, but ads to the left?
Yeah.
The code for 20% off at Kohl's is Let It Snow, but when you push it all together, it's Le Tits Now.
Nice.
It literally says, Le Tits Now 20. It's so French.
That's awesome.
It's really funny.
So French because it's in French and it's about tits.
Le Tits Now.
Twitter. That reminds me of the Dragon Ball Z anime website was dragonballs.com. That's pretty good.
Well,
what else were they going to do? They were going to put a hyphen in there and confuse everybody? There's no hyphen in the name I'm aware of.
Have you put up your Christmas tree yet, Jason?
In my mind, yes.
Oh, you don't have one, dude. You should go
put up the Christmas tree.
Ones.
I've put up 100% of the Christmas tree that I'm going to. I think that's true. Because I see everybody with their Christmas decorations. I even made the mistake of uttering it aloud at one of my deliveries at someone's doorstep, which was the reason I don't like Christmas and holiday decorations in general. Is after the holiday's over, you've got all this crap sitting around that's totally irrelevant and untimely.
This isn't even relevant anymore.
And unsightly. And, like, the longer you take to take it down, the dumber you look. And, like, taking it down is a huge, boring hassle because there's nothing to look forward to except your boring house.
Yeah, there's no excitement in taking it down. There really isn't. It's like,
there needs to... Actually, that's not a bad idea. If there was a company that you could hire, like, takemyholidayshitdown.com, they would probably do pretty well. Like, literally, you just go clear holiday shit off people's dumbass houses because they're so depressed. Because they didn't, like, get what they wanted, and they had a panic attack.
Yeah. I can't.
Because life is so anxiety-inducing.
Well, that's like yesterday. I was on, I was trying to, I 2 years in a row now, I get so overwhelmed by which lights to put up that I just don't buy lights. I'm like, what color?
Option
what
paralysis.
Size, how many? Oh, yeah. I've done it for 2 years now. Well, this year I finally told Anthony about it, and he's like, okay, well, I want rainbow, like, colorful lights. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fair, because the kids were asking where our colorful lights were, and I have white on my tree to go with my white, turquoise, and silver theme. So I'm like, okay, we'll put colored lights outside. And he's like, I really like the old-fashioned ones. And I was like, do you like the old-fashioned, the bigger ones? Do you like the ones that are like a ball or like a bulb? And he's like, a bulb. Okay, so I have direction. Okay, now rainbow. And then I had to guess, because I had one purchase, 20% off coupon at Target. I was like, I got to get this right. So I guessed how many boxes I would need. And then I want smaller lights, icicle lights around the front of the porch. Okay, so anyway, so I'm out yesterday, got the gigantic ladder out of the garage. It's one of those ones that, like, collapses into itself. It's, like, retractable, but you have to, like, move all the little locks and pulleys. And it's like, okay, I got it. I from the outside, I probably look ridiculous and, like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I really did have a plan, and I was very, very swift. I was very strong. And then I get, like, 4 or 5 bulbs up and realize no matter how hard I try, I can't reach. I'll get on the roof. So I move my giant ladder, adjust it, get on the roof, get to the peak of the roof, look around. I'm like, okay, this side, if I slide, it flattens out and I'll be okay. That side, if I slide, I will go to the ground. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, crap. And so it kind of like stopped everything. I'm like, that's a lot of work. I mean, I didn't even get to finish it. And it was a lot of work. I can't even imagine being like, oh, now go take all that hard work down.
Yeah, imagine people who do all of things.
Right?
Oof, how impressive. I'm jealous. I'm like, wow, you had the tenacity to see it through.
Truly.
And the fortune, the good fortune.
Oh.
Yes.
I can see how a lot of people fall off roofs. I get it now.
Yeah, it's super easy. They're all slanty and black.
Well, yeah, and you're, like, super slippery. I think you're supposed to wear, like, special shoes to be up there, and I was just in, like, tennis shoes.
Yes, but, like, certainly not platforms or pumps or anything like that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been in my 6-inch heels on the roof. That's silly.
Yeah, that was asking for trouble.
Well, and then I was like, well, Anthony, I was telling Anthony about it. I was showing him what I was able to get accomplished, not much.
See Santa just sleigh by. Ho, ho, ho. Because he sees you on the roof.
You look dumb.
Slaying hoes.
Well, then... And then I showed Anthony, and he's like, I'm like, I just need you to help me. He's like,
marry
what?
Marry bitches. And then divorce them.
Yeah.
Prenuptial agreement. I learned that one the hard way, children. Children.
This is Mrs. Claus number two.
Yeah.
That's why there's an old, comely Miss Claus and a super hot 20-something Miss Claus. This is the new Miss Claus.
Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Anyway, so I took Anthony outside and showed him, and he's like, what do you want me to do, catch you? I'm like, well, yeah. Like, I would just feel better if you were there. And I Spider-Manned it and was like on my belly, like, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Like, go all like Mission Impossible on the roof. Yes, I want either we'll use that tree over there.
Because that's what Tom Cruise did in Mission Impossible, yep, clumsily slide light. Around on his belly
yes.
in order to ornament
Hanging
and decorate
Christmas
his home.
Lights. Well, yeah, that's
I
what
think
I,
that's, well, I'm just
thing.
Explaining what I thought was most of the plot to Mission Impossible. I think one or two, I'm not sure, but it had a great deal to do with holiday spirit and hanging decorations.
I need your help, Tom Cruise.
Just imagine him, like, shun, dun, dun, and you just dun, see, like, a dun, strand dun. Of big bulbs just hanging down into, like, a bank bulb.
Like, close-ups of the lights and, like, zooming in, zooming out, and blurring, and, like...
And he's just over there attaching ornaments and candy canes and streusels all over.
And it super slows down when he's trying to put the roof clips on.
this is the tense spot.
And then it zooms in on his, like, beads of sweat.
Yep, as he's delicately threading popcorn on a string.
That would be an adorable Mission Impossible Christmas edition. Yes.
And then a guy comes in and he's gone and he looks around and the Cruise is gone and the guy looks around and it's delightful. He's like, oh. And then a bunch of security personnel come and tackle the shit out of him from behind.
Yeah.
And drag him off to the Arctic.
Tom Cruise's hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Just and then they just send him off somewhere. Just, you know, get rid of this guy.
Really anywhere.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
He's collateral damage.
Just put him in some sort of launcher and, you know, pick
just,
your favorite direction. Pick
just
a number between,
it's Christmas,
pick a
you
number
think
between
you live?
1 and 360 and then do it again and then put him in the launcher and enter those coordinates.
Well, it's like, you think you get a free pass because it's Christmas? No, you still die. It's collateral damage. It's still Mission Impossible. Who cares if it's a holiday edition?
Yeah.
So heartless. I had a family.
Yep. Sugar and spice and everything.
Speaking of family, there was this adorable... She's like, I want to say
Else.
5, 6, or 7, this little girl. They were like, you know, make this girl's day and send holiday cards. She lost her entire family in a fire. And her whole face is like melty slash disfigured from the fire. And then apparently everyone just went crazy and sent her gifts and cards and, like, you know, like those big roller bins at the post office? They were like bins for her. I'm like, that is awesome. Way to rally around the right cause.
Just
for,
for future reference, devastated young children with melted faces by fire. Not great comedy fodder.
No, it's not great comedy fodder. I just want to say that the American people have stepped up and they made sure that girl had a beautiful time in Christmas, and I'm proud of people because there's a lot of people who are showing up to Trump rallies that are scaring people.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what's happening to you? Oh, okay. We're not totally gone. All right. We need those reminders.
Yeah, it's nice, but...
That is nice. Well, you have to, you know, right after you say, lay tits now, 20, you gotta, you know... You gotta keep it balanced.
Yeah, you gotta balance out that levity, cut it with some depression mixed with
a little
with,
bit of depression. That's kinda how you operate, isn't it, Jason?
Oppression.
Yeah.
It's like oppression, but with an H. I'm being oppressed.
That's for the holidays. You're being oppressed.
Ha!
Nah!
Man, I wish I could be you get oppressed at the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Oh my god!
Well, if you want, you have to pay extra for the triple
ho. You have to ask for the Lamar Odom.
Price per ho. What's the PPH here? this time of year. This merry old Saint Nick.
I understand it's the holidays.
Yeah, he's bringing over his reindeer, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of dudes.
Oh, we've got a package over here we can take a look at. No. Different ranch.
Different package.
That's actually on the California side.
Sir, put your package away. You're in the wrong ranch.
I don't want more than one, if even one.
I mean, I will take the blame this time, but really, I blame Yelp. I was misled.
That's like
I feel like trolling has brought me here. I took those comments quite literally. Ooh. I'm Santa. I don't have time to be looking on the internet. I'm busy either overseeing toy production or delivering my penis in boxes to ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Dick in a box.
Yep. That's Santa for you. I mean, yeah, he's not busy most of the time. Like, he's definitely... You think he's micromanaging up there in their North Pole?
I bet he's out there just pranking people. Because he's like, what else am I going to do in my free time?
Santa Kutcher?
Yeah. Santa Kutcher.
The Santa and Ashton Kutcher going around just punking people and just... Oh, 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 oh. You totally got him. Oh, oh,
oh. You sound like an Indian Santa.
Oh, that's so offensive. That's so offensive that she would even say that.
Would you like
that's my heritage. Indian Santa is my heritage. That's where I come from. That's why I kind of have this, you know, middle of the road complex complexion. Because, you know, Indian, obviously darker. Santa, like, he is the whitest of the white. Like, I don't mean to speak out of school, but you didn't hear much from him. Like, you know, Santa wasn't exactly a hero during the Holocaust. Uh-huh. Hmm. I'm just saying. No. Santa Claus?
Here's the sound of me tiptoeing on squeaky boards backwards. Oh, wait.
Just backing away from the issue. It's like I hear some offensive things coming up here. Yep, I'm just going to move out of the way. Is this the room full of poop? That's fine. I'm just going to back into this room filled with feces. I don't want to be in this other room right now.
Yeah, this is way better than what's happening in that room.
The Holocaust has come up again, and I'm uncomfortable with where it's leading.
It's still too soon. It's always too soon.
It's worth bringing up. It, like, finally someone is lit, like, and no one's arguing either. The people are literally calling, saying that Trump is not only like Hitler, he is the new Hitler, the way he's talking. Like, everyone's saying, oh, yeah, that's fascist shit. That's he hates Mexicans and now he hates Muslims. I'm sure he's not favorable toward the blacks. and I'm certain that gays.
Yeah, none of his wives that he's married and divorced have been black, so he's probably racist.
Probably. Well, we know he's racist, but toward who is the question?
Toward
We're trying to develop his racist profile. It's linked out.
We're still working on it. Yeah.
Instead of LinkedIn, he just
BuzzFeed's working.
These
on
are
it.
All the people I don't want in my network. I'm linked out. Fuck you all. Anybody else is cool, just, you know, by bigotry and assumptions.
Associations.
Those are your connections, are associations.
Yeah, that's right.
Unlinked out.
That's a good word.
Oh, yeah. Making some associations. I'm associating with people based on asinine assumptions that I make, based on ridiculous criteria. My divining rod is more like a satanic rod. It just looks for the worst in things.
Yeah, they are not rooted in reality
whatsoever. No. I have this other version that's in Technicolor.
But I also have a black and white version for those.
It's technically colored, and it scares me.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I mean by that.
Well, last night I finally caught up on the show Donnie that I talked to you about.
Oh, yeah, I heard that guy. I heard someone say his name about saying something dumb the other day, but I forget what.
Awesome. I love how dumb he is. Anyway, in the show, that's what makes it entertaining. In the show, he plays himself as a talk show host, kind of like Dr. Phil. Like, he plays like, again, an exacerbated version of himself.
How that make you feel?
Yeah, so anyway, He was supporting people on the show who were talking about being gay, and it somehow turned around. It sounded like him being gay, and then he got all the gay perks and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, I like the gay perks. This is great.
Being a friend of the gays, if you don't mind having a certain stigma about you, I mean, as long as he's just, meanwhile, just, you know, just jet skiing through tail. Then
you can do whatever you want.
No harm, no foul.
Well, anyway, I guess there was one picture of him with his trainer. You know, his big big black dude trainer, and it's like, we, you know, we kind of always knew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's always, does anybody ever bring that up? Like, I, you know, to each their own, but whenever I see like a very small, I would traditionally say woman, but today I suppose I have to revert to person.
Mm-hmm.
Personette.
You do.
When I see a very small person mated with a very large person, I'm always like, how does that, I mean, I guess it works, but those two both have some kind of fetish. Something. Like, it seems it's very putting it out there. It's like the schlee male that works at the CD distribution place there in Franklin here, over there, mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. It's a dude who is dresses as a lady, obviously born male, wears makeup mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. earrings mm-hmm. and sort of and has boobs, maybe takes estrogen, mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and works at this place. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, that's awful in my face. And to extend my point, is that if you're going to identify so sexually in our world, like if you're going to be a sexual creature and you're going to be like, this is my sexual identity, mm-hmm. could you at least please do us the courtesy of being sexy, please? This was not sexy. I don't care what gender this person was.
Well, I think they just want to experience it. They don't need you to, like, be about them. They just
want
to experience
it. This guy's got a huge bald spot and is not an attractive person.
That's
and
okay. They just want to feel like a lady.
Yeah, but I don't want to imagine them.
Who are not attractive, and they still keep being women.
that's cool, but I really don't want to think about any of these people having sex.
Well, then don't.
I can't help it. I have a vivid imagination. I'm blaming you all for that.
Well, the funny thing is, in Donnie Deutsch, he talking to his trainer, and he's like, well, you do have tendencies. He's like, I don't have tendencies.
Oh, yeah, big people, little people.
Like,
that reminds me of that.
You have tendencies towards being gay. And he goes, name one thing. He's like, well, last week you asked to see
what's
my
a densy?
Penis.
And I argue that I have less of them. I have fewer than 10, probably, possibly 5 densies.
Densies. 10 densies.
That would be my argument to that. No, your tendencies, you go too far. I have 4 or 5 densies at the most, sir.
At the most.
At the most.
Respectfully.
Child.
Well, he said, well, you know how to find out if you're gay, right? And he's like, no. He said, his trainer told him, he said, you got to watch gay porn, and if it goes up to 12 o'clock, you're gay. And he's like, okay. So he goes home, and he's making sure everybody's gone.
And he goes, he home, watching, and then he goes, homo.
Homo. He stays right at homo.
Yeah.
Anyway, to watch. And so he's sitting in bed, and he's watching regular porn, and he switches it to gay porn, and he looks down, and he's like, nope, not gay. I'm like, is it really that easy? That's funny.
Nope.
I don't know enough.
And that would be funny if someone, like, someone did it like a, they did that thing where you check it to see if the water's hot or boiling, but to check to see if they were gay, just, like, flip it on for a split second. Nope, not gay. Definitely didn't like that.
Like, get everything set up, be like, oh, nope.
Nope, totally. Yep, I tested it. I gave it a good long test.
But you have that memory. They got the tip in, I said no.
and then you just secretly, that guy is just thinking about that split second yearning. See, I think that's more what happens. It's more of a lifestyle.
Jason. People, so vivid.
This is a very, I think, Republican mindset in this.
put on my Republican pants, and I'm going to talk now.
I laid it out. I think that you could better summarize people not as Republican and liberal, but as oversimplifiers and overcomplicators. That's basically the two ends. Ooh, like, if you have an issue that needs to be solved, there's people who see too little and people who see too much in it. And then mm-hmm. in the middle is like 90% of us who are like, yeah, whatever. Like, get the smart people to do it. But you only hear from the extremes because the squeaky wheels are retarded.
Yeah, that means they can't go forward anymore.
Yeah, they're squeaking, and it's got like it's just got an affect to it that lets you know. I guess it needs some help. Guess we'll go ahead and help these retards.
Oh my!
Yeah.
You just use it so flagrantly. It's like.
Well, not toward people who are actually mentally handicapped. People who are forcefully ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Because they mm-hmm. are. They have. They live
they've
in
chosen
a, they
at
live
this
in
point
a
to be ignorant.
State. Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
These are people who, yeah, they're not smart, but they've also chosen to not seek out more information. Like they stopped at square one. Like they're those idiots on Let's Make a Deal who, like Wayne Brady's up. They're like, you can have curtain 3, which you've chosen, this box, or $200. $200, I'll take it. $200, I want it. I want that. Give me that. Thank you. All right, see you later. Praise
well,
Jesus.
Well, sometimes that's a lot for them, so.
Well, you raise a valid point.
I know I do.
Playing Jesus' advocate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he deserves some advocacy. See, I talk a lot of smack about religion, but I'm not about throwing out the bathwater with the baby. I feel like you could, there's space for it. It has been described best to me as a pre-built philosophy, mm-hmm. or it was snapping, but I think pre-built okay. or a pre-mod philosophy. Like, we're all born, we don't really know what's going on,
and
it takes a while to figure it out, so you have these... Which, I don't know, they might have started out as control systems. I'm sure they turned into that very quickly if they weren't. But just as far as a life philosophy, all those paradigms in those books.
What are you scratching about over there?
I'm grinding drugs.
Oh, my goodness. That's so loud in my ears. I can't imagine what it is on the microphone.
Oh, it's going to be good. Ugh. This microphone picks up so much damn crap. I need a worse mic. I need a poorer quality microphone. Or, like... Something shaped like the reverse of a megaphone that's more directional so that I can do drugs in peace so that people don't know about my problems.
Can I please have something like a little padded room for just my hands?
Just my hands.
Sound barrier.
I have a small padded room. It's like an ostrich pillow, but for your hands. It's like an ostrich drug room. I don't know.
How do ostriches fit in there?
Into pillows?
Yeah.
I assume that they feather them. And
oh.
No, the ostrich pillow is the pillow that has a... It's just like... It's a little padded tent for your head, and you can put your hands in there, too.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, so the idea is that you can, like, take naps, like, on a table at a library. Or,
I've seen those. Those are so cool.
Yeah, it is actually a good idea.
Yeah.
If they could build those into hoodies, oh, my goodness, you would see kids wearing the crap out of those. Just an ostrich hoodie.
Oh, yeah, one that kind of comes... Yeah.
That, like, the hood is just, like, this big, distended bag that you just flap over your head.
You can.
You gotta be really committed to isolation. Like, you gotta be... And I feel like there's a market for that. I feel like a lot of people would buy that. A lot of them. They would buy many of them to coordinate with their outfits, and they would wear them all the time. And you would just see people wearing those.
Hey, with fashion and... trends and changing times, you never know what's going to be popular.
You don't, and it usually doesn't make sense.
It can't
align with function.
Or it freaks people out.
Yeah, so fashion's all about, it's like there's function, that's cool, you got something there, but whatever, but then there's fashion. It's all over the place. Don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. Like if you gave me money and you were attempting to purchase fashion from me in one form or another, and you were asking for change, I'd be like, that don't make no sense.
That don't make no sense.
No.
I wanted to see
Zoolander 2 is supposed to be coming out.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited!
Zoolander. Yeah, that's good stuff. I hope that the reason we're not hearing anything else about it since the announcement is because they're busy in the center of the earth crafting a new element. That is the sequel to Zoolander 2.
Oh.
Wait, that is the sequel to Zoolander, which would be Zoolander 2.
What are they calling it?
Well, I think it's just going to be Zoolander 2. But
I thought there was a nickname like they called.
No,
it.
they made up a few names. That was the
they should have just called it Toolander.
Advertisement. Well, yeah, that was the first one. It was Toolander, and then they made another joke, and then they were like Zoolander 2. So they beat you to that one.
That's
yep, they beat you good.
They beat me so good.
Yeah, they beat
and
you better
I, and
than...
And I didn't even mind.
...than police brutality.
Oh, so much brute.
Yep.
That's hilarious. So did you work at a Freak's Pizza today?
I'm technically on call right now, but yeah, I don't know. They're probably going to fire me. I don't care if they do.
Are you serious?
Well, no, they could. I don't know. They're probably not. But just the way things are, like... I asked last week to be scheduled as an inside person as well as a driver because I'm tired of being on call. But then when I showed up last week, the owner said, "Hey, I scheduled you as a on call driver. I didn't realize that's what you meant." So I was like, "Okay, well, finish out this week. The next week, just I'm looking to be an inside kitchen person and driver so that I can make more hours and you guys can save on labor." And then like the last 2 days, I was scheduled Tuesday and Wednesday. Both of those days. when I would go in, it was just like not busy, and they would say that it was because it was not a non-busy day, but it just feels the same as like, yeah, there's too many people here. And so I just didn't even go in or call because the last 2 days it was basically an on-call day. So I just assume we're going back on call despite the fact that I asked to be scheduled as kitchen. And I don't think that's their fault. I mean, I don't know. I do think it is actually. They say that they're trying to schedule time for me, but I think they're also the day crew. They didn't want to cut anybody's hours, so they didn't really.
Yeah.
Because that was another thing I was told. I had to take other people's hours to give you these shifts, but it doesn't really look like it. I still see the same people there, and we're still have too many people when I show up. So I'm not. I don't want to just stand there making money doing nothing. It drives me crazy.
Oh yeah. I would rather be busy. Yeah. Oh, I'm 100%. Especially if it isn't like crystal clear that they said that they're totally okay with that. You know, you want to be productive. You want to at least earn your money. Anthony and I are the same way. It's like, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to do something. I'm going to find something to do because I feel wrong getting paid if I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. And it makes my brain angry also.
It does because
let's avoid all that.
I mean, really, truly, we're very busy people. Let's just be busy. Let's do some things. Like, hello, we come from mom. No, we're not as severe as mom, but we got to do something.
I suffer from severe busyness.
Well, it's not. You don't even have to be like busy. It's just let's do something. Like we only get so many minutes. Yeah, we only get so many minutes. Let's go do something.
There's only so much time we all have, people. Don't just
floating ball.
Yep. Love those around you, except smelly people. You should just actually inform them as a public service.
People smell bad.
Yeah, well, this is one of those things in health class, along with teaching us how to do taxes in economics or something in high school. They should teach us the protocol and how to tell somebody they have shit in their teeth or their breath smells or they have BO or they should shower more because their hair looks greasy. Because you have those friends who they just like smell bad or they have halitosis and you just like, I don't know how to tell you, bro. I've not been trained. I've been over-polited.
Well, and you've even been super honest that you and mom, if you guys didn't shower regularly, you just come from a genetic of stinkiness. But like, you guys are open and honest about it. You're like, yeah, we got to just stay on the hygiene train.
With jerk stores like you around who every time I smell bad, you're like, you smell. It's kind of hard to ignore. So, you know, I'm not really taking any credit for volunteering that. It was just foisted upon me.
Yeah, but you took it well. And that's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that the people that you tell it to, that they take it well.
Well, what are you going to do? Ignore the truth? I mean, some of us smell bad. Some of us are ugly, and some of us are very dumb.
and I can go on. I can't be this attractive, this smart, this is, and again, smell good.
Again, writing the worst Dr. Seuss book ever. Some of you kids will be terrible at your jobs. And something that rhymes with kids.
Some of you guys won't have friends because you smell bad, but at least you look nice.
Yeah, you'll look nice at a distance. Hey, God bless the internet. Hmm? You can be a cam whore. Good for you. You're built for it.
You're built for it.
Yeah. Until you develop smell-o-vision, and then you'll be the cam whore without smell-o-vision, then that'll be a tell. But then that will also be a fetish. So it doesn't matter. One man's like turn-off is another man's fetish. That is actually probably one of the truest things ever said.
I always wonder that, like the little things that like that people do. Like if there was a website that was completely anonymous, but you could find somebody else who does exactly what you do that's weird.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be sexual, just things that you do that are weird that you think you're the only one.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Like AshleyDoe.com.
Because they say you have, yeah.
Ashley Madison.
No. Yeah, it's kind of like how they say you have like, that website, we've even talked about it here, I think, where you can find your actual twin. Like, you can post your picture and then find someone across the world who looks just like you.
On the Twinternet?
Yep, on the Twinternet. They totally missed the boat on naming that website.
Yeah.
No, but it's really cool. I forget what it's called, actually, now, but I would love...
Twinkle, twinkle, little binary star. Yeah, people should hire me to name things.
Yeah, you are really. I like it when you say things. That's kind of like Kinsley. Like they always say when kids start reading, that when they start reading and spelling and sounding out words and writing that down, that you don't correct them. Like, it's obviously for their development. You don't want them to
you
get
don't
hung
slap
up
on, the utensils out of their hand and say, "You're retarded. Do it right.
Why do you write those dumb letters in that order?
Just doing it dumb and it's weird. You're weird." Like, that's been my understanding so far, but you're telling me that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, please proceed.
I want to continue. Anyway, okay. So... in order for them to not get hung up on spelling, or like, you just want them to get into the habit of writing and reading and all that stuff, so you don't
not get
them.
Hooked on phonics, you know.
Yep, just like it. Anyway,
like strung out on phonics.
So when Kinsley spells, I actually like her spelling so much better. Like, it's so much more normal and phonetically makes so much more sense. Well, now Roscoe's doing it. And for a while, I tried to tell Kinsley, I'm like, "Kinsley, please don't change it. Like, you're already reading, you're able to read, you're writing, we can understand it." And, like, eventually, for the rest of her life, she's going to spell and write correctly.
They'll break her, eventually.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, yeah. So the way she writes, and so now, finally, she gets it. And so she's like, "Well, this is how I would spell it." And it's so cute, because she'll spell it the way it sounds to her, and it's the cutest. Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Thing. We don't give kids enough...
freedom?
Credit for compartmentalizing, because we're all like, we're a lot of things, but we're also compartmentalizers people, and you learn those skills early on. I've seen plenty of kids who, like, you can, I'm pretty sure I brought this up, you can swear all over the place in front of them, and like, their parents have kind of, I mean, this is sort of a stylistic approach to parenting, you have to contextualize it, but you can swear in front of them, and they never swear. I'm sure that when they go hang out with their little friends, they're testing it out, of course, they're trying out the waters. Like, adorable little voices saying, "Fuck that." It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But my point is that kids are smart, and when you show them that respect, like, you like there are, you know, kids who are not, and you have to maybe change these theories, but smart kids, I guess, the ones who are, you know, they're on the ball, they can put it together. They know that things are ways, and they know
ways.
More than we think. And when you... And
oh,
when
they really do.
Show them the respect of giving them the choice to act, you know, act like the person they want to, rather than hiding options from them. That's I think it's healthier just to throw it all at them. Like, be the adult, modulate appropriately. So I guess not what I just said, but lob healthy pitches toward them, mm-hmm. that they may field or hit or baseball otherwise.
Or eat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, eat, I guess. I don't know.
How do I sports. Ingest this?
Yeah, what is this that you get? Don't stop eating that, Kyle. You put that down, Skylar says.
Kyle. Well, and again, if I could have, like, maybe I should do that. If I could have Kinsley write a story the way she would spell it, it makes so much more sense. It's so much easier to read. It's cuter than anything. And it's like, why isn't English more like it sounds?
You know what you could do that would be fun? Like, look at her spelling and see if there's any phonetic or grammatic sort of loopholes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I bet that you could actually make that meta and kind of explain why those things are the way they are. You know, you could actually probably, even if you reverse engineered it enough, find out why Kinsley spells things the way she does, and possibly even generate a children's book in that manner, written by a child, explaining why children are the way they are. Because every child has their own kind of little language.
Idea.
So, I don't know, if you ever have her write a book, maybe I could look at it, see what is in there, but there's probably a way to actually get a kid to write a book to explain what the kid was saying before they wrote a book.
Like, she could write a story, and it could all be spelled the way she thinks it should be, and kids would be like, "I love this!" And then it would support, again, the idea that as long as you're able to read it and understand it, the rest of it will all come together when it's supposed to. But you just don't want them hindered or hung up on these hurdles where it's like, just keep going. It's awesome.
See if she could write a story based around wordplay or integrate that, so she could talk about her words, maybe, because that would help with that. But
ooh, you could write some prompting questions, like to try to generate exactly what you're thinking, and then I could be the moderator, and then she could have the product, and then we could make something.
Yeah, well, you have to send me an email, otherwise I will forget in exactly 30 seconds.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I will anyway. It's just that I'll be reminded. I'm like Drew Barrymore in that movie with Adam Sandler that was awful. Was that their first movie together? Man, that was a prelude of terribleness
Blended
to come.
I heard Blended was really good. Did you see it?
You had to have heard wrong. I'm certain that's not true.
What? Did you see it?
No, it's like, but I saw the previews.
I heard
it looks
it was good
just as bad.
Kind of, oh.
No, it looked like it looked awful. But anyway, I'll have to walk around. I need to walk around with one of those little notepads pinned to my neck, like tied around my neck like a necklace that has like my address and my parents' names and my favorite foods and
if
stuff
found,
on it.
If found, please return.
My allergies.
Yeah.
Which are many.
Aren't many. You're allergic to sex with women.
Let's not rule everything out. Let's not write that down and finalize that. I don't believe that's true.
I'm allergic to Trump. I'm allergic to... I think we all are. That's why we get all itchy when we see him.
Trump?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a terrible person.
Let's just stop all the Muslims. Okay, well, where do we start? Idiot.
It's just frightening that people are still on board with him. Like, they're going everywhere with him. And then when people point out that that's exactly what fascism did in Nazi Germany, pre-Nazi Germany, they're like, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what those shapes put together, those sounds in that order mean. So I'm just going to keep talking to Trump.
Those are the same people who are like, I don't see any proof.
So yeah, I'm talking more and more about disqualifying voter rights in the same same manner that that Donald Trump, like the White House has said that Donald Trump and anyone who on the GOP who pledges to still support him should all be disqualified from becoming president because that's like insanity. I think
it's
the same
like,
reason.
Like a oh, we didn't realize until we had suspicions that you weren't quite all with it, but now we know for sure. So
well, now they've proven because literally Trump is saying things that Hitler said just with different groups. He's aiming them at different, more modern groups. It's just so. In that same way, I argue that their constituencies also, and there should be more litmuses for you're just not allowed to vote because I find it like I see these opinions on TV from just mouth breathing idiots and just like sitting there just I don't know, somehow they're breathing through the mouth and probably talking through their nose. They literally are. It's what they're doing. I don't know how they manage that. That's quite an effortless ballet.
It
and you're
is
out
a
of
ballet
shape.
With all your orifices.
That's a very wheezing ballet.
Oh my gosh, it's like a fat ballerina.
And those fat ballerinas' votes outweigh my vote.
Oh,
and that makes me sad.
Jason.
I actually try to think about issues and not. Well, I mean, not only
you
that, but then there's the electoral.
Ballerinas?
There's the electoral college. Oh yeah,
yeah oh,
I'm
yeah.
into the fat ballerinas, the bat ballerinas.
Although, you know, we don't have any overweight or fat ballerinas, but I bet they, like, once you put them in tights and a Leo, they probably look really adorable and, like, you just want to hug them.
I would like to see, like, who was it? Was Pele one who was overweight?
There aren't too many lifts, probably, in the dance, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being real. It's science.
This is the forklift.
This is, oh, no.
See, no, there's like,
that's
I forget
too
who.
Much.
Maybe it was Ronaldinho or one of these famous soccer players, like one of the Ronaldinhos, because there's like 80
Ronaldinho,
of them.
Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Messi.
Yeah, one of them was like kind of fat, you know? So we have a chubby soccer player or two. It would be funny to see a chubby ballerina somehow and just be like, how did she stay fat?
Yeah, because you
can't.
It
would make an argument for people who are genetically overweight, but there aren't any fat ballerinas, so. Curious. Curious how that works.
I know. They always talk about...
I wonder!
They talk about Misty Copeland being like... She was told, oh, you're not the right height. You're not the right shape. You're not the right...
You're not the right color.
And yeah, not the right color. Not really the right anything. And then you look at her body and you're like, she's all muscle. What was wrong again? Like, literally, what was...
I don't know.
You're right. You can't be fat.
What I've come to learn is that that cheesy life lesson, you can't listen to the naysayers and the people around you. It's true, because they're the 95%
they're just the haters,
non-achievers who just don't see ways to get places. It's like, I'll just use a car, better get a bullet train, or
I don't think
my
there's
own
another
wings.
Way
I'll spread my wings and fly.
You're just trying to clip my wings. You're trying to go all Maleficent on me. I'd be not a flying fairy. I want to be a flying fairy, just all in black. I was gonna say earlier, if you get I wonder if they make black Christmas trees. You know how they make white, sparkly Christmas trees, and like that'd be so awesome if you had a black Christmas tree and you got to decorate it with like silver ornaments, or like a white Christmas tree and you get to use like all black or all gray. Like that would just be a tone on tone, like very pretty. I'm gonna look that up. I want to find out if there is a black Christmas tree. I want that.
If a black tree and a white tree are left alone in a living room, does racism exist? That's a good question.
That's a thinker. That one's a thinker.
Wait, no, no. Correction. That's not a good question.
It's not even a question at all.
No, it's not really relevant or answerable.
Oh my gosh. If there's a black Christmas tree.
There's got to be. There's got to be there.
There is. Ooh, there's even one that's pre-lit, like my brother.
There's probably a lot of, you know, Satan worshippers out there who want to at least celebrate Christmas ironically, or
ironically,
maybe they just they come from a deeply religious mm-hmm. background mm-hmm. and they just can't help. It's like, well, I can't, old habits.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A black, that is so cool. Like, it doesn't even need light. I would want it without lights. I think that's what makes it even cooler. No, it has to be something.
Yeah, it should have.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it should just have like black polished surfaces should be the ornaments, and that's all. black and burgundy. Yeah. No lights.
See, you could do so many cool things with a black crystal. I'm adding this to cart. That's
Oh man, just pulling the trigger.
Oh, not even. Like,
I said trigger. Okay, I said trigger.
In the same sentence.
And that still doesn't sound good. Oh.
Oh.
No.
But those are some really cool colors. Like, my sister-in-law, she has amazing sense of style and taste and decorating and all that. And I know her house is going to be a lot of, like, grays and whites and taupes and all those really nice colors. And it's going to be so soothing. But imagine those colors, like, on a black tree. Oh, my God, that would be so stylish and so fancy.
Yeah, it could be. It just depends upon what kind of colors you put on a black tree.
What kind of colors you put on people.
And trees.
And trees.
Bum, bum.
Oh, we just made a song.
All right. Well, and, that was the goal.
What?
Of this episode.
Episode. So. Yeah. We had some really good ideas.
Oh. Well, nobody steal those. Or if you do, still don't steal them and pay me for them.
But still don't.
Lots of money. Like, actually. Still don't. Just don't ever steal them. Don't. Give me money. I got more ideas where that came from. Those were just nonsense. That was mostly just nonsense.
I was just warming up. They've got a black tree, a blue tree, a gold tree, green, pink, red, and white. Ugh. That is just sensational. That is so great. I mean, I don't get prime shipping. I have to pay like $5, but that's like almost nothing nowadays.
Nice to know that the trees have also diversified.
Oh, they have a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Aww. Is it actually brown?
Yeah, it's really cute. It looks just like it. It's a really cute little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I'm getting so excited about Christmas. We should talk about that in the next episode.
Whenever that is.
Yeah, no one really knows.
Right. Well, off into the endless blackness that is the future, where we all travel alone in a vessel which is ensconced in skin and bones.
Well, that's the only thing that's constant and consistent, skin and bones. Like, that's like,
nope, even that goes away quickly,
it?
As a matter of fact. In the great yaw of time, we are but greasy flakes of dust. Not even in the wind, just on the ground.
You don't get to go to the wind, you get to lay there.
Yeah, we're all soaked in oil.
Well, if we're like oil, I bet it would burn pretty easily. It's just I heard burning skin is stinky.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I assume it is, because burning hair is the worst. Oh, burning hair is the worst.
3, 2, 1. Yes!